Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, hello, Grand Central listeners. Welcome back for another week, for another show. I am happy to tell you I have Paul Robertson in with me yet again. Man, Paul, you've been in all month. And
I'm like a bad cold, Tim.
Yeah. What is that? 2 weeks coming, 2 weeks with you, and 2 weeks going. So is this the going part? That's why I grew up being told how a cold lasts. I don't know if that's true or not. Paul, it's been so good to have you. Love you as a friend. Love you as a coworker. Love you as a speaker and teacher and inspirer. So thank you again.
Thank you, Tim.
Paul's been walking through the 8 practical things to do to keep your relationship with your grandchildren with us. Again, go back to grand-central.ca if you want to hear previous episodes with Paul, the ones with Steve Bell, some of the other ones I've done solo. You can find them all there. We've already walked through center your time around things that don't involve screen time. 2, strive for a media-free place with your grandkids. 3, give them hard copy of pictures of yourself. And we actually broaden that out to let's talk about pictures in general, family pictures, pictures of you and your kid, all those types of things. 4, write a note of encouragement and mail it or text it. We gave a whole episode to that last week about what it can mean to actually communicate in writing, in real time through text, and just some thoughtful, real keepsake writing, old school direct mail. So that was a very interesting conversation. I hope that inspired some of you listeners to pick up a pen and maybe, I don't know, just go for it and make that commitment. Today, we're going to try to cover 2 topics. 5, read to or with them. And 6, make time in your schedule for them. So let's go with this first one. Read to or with them. Talk about that, Paul. Why does that matter?
Well, I have a philosophy or a saying that my boys have, and now all my grandkids have it, and they can repeat it, is that readers are leaders. You're hard-pressed to find a leader of any organization who isn't an avid reader. And so I have always pushed reading books on them, but you can do it over the internet if you're FaceTiming or you're Zooming with your grandkids. And kids learn to read by being read to. And I think with the busyness of a parent's schedule, I'm not sure how many of them actually sit and read with their kids now. I just so happy when I go to my grandkids' bedrooms and they got all these books and stuff I'd never heard of, but they're learning to be readers. During the pandemic, my oldest grandson was 13 at the time, and we went through the Chronicles of Narnia together.
Wow.
I bought him a set and had it shipped to his place, and I had my set, and I think we got through all the books. And what we'd do is we'd read usually 2 or 3 chapters out of a book. Then we'd FaceTime the next day. I would have discussion questions, and we would just spend time discussing the 2 or 3 chapters out of, you know,
and
the
how,
Lion,
how
Witch,
old
and the
was your grandchild? That was
he was 13.
At 13, you
yeah,
were able to make
13.
This happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a real encouragement to our listeners who might be thinking, man, by age 13, it's hard to have my grandchild stick with me like they did when they were little. That's fascinating.
Yeah, well, he's the first grandchild, and I think there's a special bond that you always have with the first one. So I don't know how that plays into it, but he's growing up to be a reader, and just that's such an important thing and such a simple thing to do. I know my wife loves to sing, and when she sings, whether we're usually on a Zoom call or if we're there in person with my youngest granddaughter, she just lights up when Grandma sings.
Right.
Now, Tim, you know we've been in enough meetings with worship. You said to me one time, you're the only guy I know who sings in 3 different keys at the same time. So
we must be good friends if I say that.
We are. So I love music, but I'm not a singer. Right. I leave that to Grandma.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. How fascinating. And the idea that you could read... Yeah, instantly when we brought this up, read with them. I'm thinking, okay, they're sitting by your side. Like, I read books with Jackson, or Diane, my wife, Grammy, she reads books with Jackson. But even the idea that we've talked about how technology can be bad, but to use technology for the good, whether it's through your cell phone or FaceTime or a device, that you could actually be one place. So for our long distance grandparents. Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe one of the things, you know, your kids are provinces away or stuff, or towns away. Perhaps they haven't thought, you know, I should set up a reading time. Or maybe sometimes I'm the bedtime reader just through technology.
And that's the great thing about technology. It can link us from wherever we are. It's a positive use of technology.
Right.
And with all my grandchildren, because we're within an hour of all of them, I have read endless number of books with them tucked under my arm. And right. And that's just so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would add to that, and you brought this up with Marg, your kid's grandma. I found this as a youth worker, especially when I was running a drop-in center when I was younger. So to read with them, but also to listen to music with them, to sing along with them. It's a different engagement, but it's similar. Like, you're doing it together. You could do it over a device, and you're still hitting words that are meaningful and saying phrases together, even if it's through the power of music, whether that's pop music or children's music or Christian music or whatever it is.
Yeah.
This idea that you can engage in these arts of writing and music. And I love the idea that, well, we always have this discussion at Youth Unlimited. Technology is like everything else. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad. So take it up when you can use it for good. Number six, let's move on to this topic. Yeah. Make time in your schedule for them. My wife, Diane, is great at this. She doesn't just make time, but she makes a plan with her time. So Jackson's coming over. We had him over for the weekend last weekend. And she's got a craft plan. She's got, we're going to bake this and we're going to do this. It's not that everything has to be programmed and planned, but planning something special in the midst of all the other free time activities. Why don't you talk about this for a couple of minutes?
Well, I have seven grandchildren. I'm sure some of our listeners have far more than that, and some have less. But it's a matter of us making being with them a priority. I would have thought at this age that I'd be slowing down a little bit, but life seems to be as busy as ever. And our grandkids are a priority for us. So driving to Kitchener the other day for a AA hockey game.
Kitchener from Oakville.
Yeah,
so that's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, yeah. And then I drove another hour and a half for a speaking engagement later on Saturday afternoon. So we worked that in on our way up to the speaking engagement.
Right.
And I think it just, again, it's so simple, but it bears repeating, is that it says that you're important to grandma and grandpa because they will go out of their way and make time to be with you, and that they're loved. And they don't get enough of that in the real world because so much of their life is spent online. So, you know, just we have to make it a priority.
My son is a hockey player. He's a goalie. So, you know, goalie parents, they're always stressed. Anyway, he's a goalie. And in fact, I know he played a game last night as a 27-year-old. He's still playing men's hockey. But when we used to play at Weston Arena, you know, one of the real shrines of hockey in Toronto, Weston Arena. And, you know, by the end of the first period, you'd always look up to the back of the bleachers. And my dad had driven in. And you always knew to find my dad. Most of us were sitting in the bleachers, but Dad was at the back, leaning over the top, and just watching. Just this visual of, for Jake, of Grandpa being at the back. He showed up for the game. He watched, cheered on, and split. And my dad did that almost every game through the series. He would always just show up and be there at the back watching.
And you know the interesting thing about grandkids, because I've seen this with my grandchildren, they know you're there. They find you.
Yeah.
For football games for my oldest grandson, I always wear a white hat. And and even when you don't think he knows you're there, he knows you're there.
Isn't that beautiful?
And they're looking out for you. Once you, they get used to the idea that grandma and grandpa are going to show up for a game.
Yeah.
They look forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know whether they up their ante on the quality of their game or not because grandma and grandpa are there. But just the fact that there's a relationship, yeah.
Especially if grandma or grandpa played hockey and they're watching to give tips afterwards.
Yeah.
I think we cover this stuff. I want our listeners to know, with great sensitivity to the grandparents listening who wish they could do that. They don't have access to their kids. Maybe some of it's relationally. I mean, we're real sensitive to that topic here at Grand Central, or maybe they live towns, provinces, states away from. So we know. We're just saying for those of you who can, however you can, you make schedule live or you make it time in your schedule online if you have access to that or cell phones or whatever it is. The point is your grandchild knows you want to be where they are.
Yeah, and I think for those who don't have the chance to do what we've been talking about, praying for your grandkids. Because regardless of the relationship, God still hears your prayer. And I find the older I get, the more intense my prayers, especially for my grandchildren, become.
I agree.
And so you can be connected via God with your grandkids through prayer. And he knows what they need better than we do.
Man, that is beautiful, Paul. And Grand Central listeners, any of you can engage in that, that's for sure. 1 week, I'm going to bring my daughter in to not talk about me as Pop-Pop, as Grandpa, but to talk about her grandparents. So my dad, who I just talked to you about, but my wife is a CODA. That stands for Children of Deaf Adults. If you didn't know in the movie that that's what that stood for, CODA is Children of Deaf Adults. So both her folks were deaf. And her mom passed away when she was young. But we had Fafa, that is Diane's deaf father, live with us, or we lived with him for a while, then he lived with us for a while. And my kids grew up with a deaf grandfather, 100% deaf, communicated fully through sign language. And my kids, their deaf grandfather spent all kinds of time with them. And to this day, they will talk about how sacred that is. Anyway, there's lots of great storytelling from grandchildren who grew up with a deaf grandfather in a house. So I'm going to have her in 1 week.
Great angle. Yeah.
To hear about how she'd play guitar and he'd put his hand on the guitar to feel her playing it.
Wow.
And that was time they spent together.
Wow.
So there's always a way, isn't there? There's always a way to find time together. And I think, for me, drawing with kids, because I love to draw. For a lot of our listeners, if they play the piano or guitar or something like that, spending time doing musical things with your kids, with your grandkids, is vital and valuable and priceless, right?
You talk about packing up to move. We have found artwork from when our kids were like grades 2 and 3. And all of my 4 sons were gifted in art, and but we've kept a memory bin for all of them. And we were going through some stuff last night. It's just hilarious. And a lot of it would be, have at one point been hung on the refrigerator, because we all know that fridges aren't for keeping food cold. It's a place to put your artwork. Yeah.
We're going to say goodbye. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you, Tim.
Our benediction all. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you've done your very best to be at your best during this profound, reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart and the time you spend bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Till next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.